Elijah Lawson is like many other Bristol Bay fishermen in that he was born into it. His father operated a boat during the sockeye salmon season for many years. As soon as Lawson was old enough, his dad had him helping out to experience commercial fishing firsthand. Lawson is now a documentary filmmaker based in Seattle. Earlier this year, he produced and directed a new 21-minute documentary film titled In the Same Boat, which focuses on multi-generational families that fish together in Bristol Bay.
The inspiration from this film came from the years that I spent on the boat, growing up fishing, learning how to work hard, learning what it's like to catch this sustainable resource, and the importance of it to people around the world, the food source that it is.
The film is actually made up of three shorter films, which Lawson made after receiving a grant from the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. The smaller films were produced to play separately, but Lawson later tied them together in order to enter several film festivals. The film played at the Seattle International Film Festival in late May to a sold-out crowd. It opened for The Breach, a film focusing on industries endangering salmon populations in the Pacific Northwest and Alaska. He said the proposed pebble mine in Bristol Bay is not mentioned directly in his film, but rather it addresses it indirectly by showing the stories of Bristol Bay fishermen.
Both films were about fishing. The second film really covered pebble mine. And although my film isn't outright an anti-pebble mine film, because I never really talked to anyone in the film about the mine, it's very much an anti-pebble mine film because we are trying to educate people to what we do up here. And I'm trying to tell stories about individuals, and people connect with those stories more than they would somebody saying, you know, oh, the pebble mine isn't good because of this reason, that reason, that reason. Those films have already been made.
Lawson said the filming process was not an easy feat due to unforeseen interviews falling through, filming on rough waters, and the fact that he still planned to carry on fishing throughout the summer season.
I think the most challenging part of this whole project, and actually when I look back, it's hard to believe that I was able to make a film and get my boat ready and actually go fishing. Last year was also a unique year. The fish came very early, so I was filming people getting their boats ready, knowing my boat wasn't ready yet. So a little stressful, but you know, it was worth it because the projects really came together well.
He said that the Alaska landscape and lighting made it easier to gather the required shots for the film.
One of the best parts about filming in Alaska is that you have what we call golden hour for, you know, 5 hours. The light is so beautiful from 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. We would often shoot those hours just to get the best lighting. And fortunately, there's so much beautiful scenics and beautiful areas to shoot up here that we got lucky.
Lawson follows the motto, show it, don't say it. And he said he brought that to this film with the use of images, and the film is guided by the interviewees rather than a voiced-over narration.
I wanted this to feel like a story or a poem, or as if the tide goes in and tide goes out. It has a definite feel to it. I really wanted to show this beautiful place where we actually work together to collect and harvest this resource.
The film has been entered into 12 different festivals internationally, and Lawson plans to extend that to 10 more. In Dillingham, I'm Luke Brummer.